My name is Jessica.
And my name is Rachel.
And you're listening to the Slayer Sisters.
Hello.
Oh, hello. My phone is low now. Hang on. Gotta readjust my mic setting.
Love it.
Yes, welcome to Slayer Sisters.
Yes, we're actually getting to, we're not recording in person, but we're trying it over FaceTime today so we can see each other while we talk tonight. It's very exciting.
It is very, very exciting. And Rachel's in the bathtub, so.
Always.
It's really nice. Actually, right now she's not in the bath. The bath was too hot, so she got out and is sitting on the bathroom floor outside the bathtub. And apparently, I just learned this after 27 years. This is how my sister takes baths.
I do.
I didn't know this.
Super hot. And then I go back and forth like three times. And then by the third time, it's like perfect temperature. But if you started at perfect temperature, the bath doesn't last as long.
That is a good thought process, I must say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe I would take baths like that if I had a nice bath.
Yeah.
Nice bathtub. Because I only take like 10 to 15 minute baths anyways because I can't stand being in my bathtub for longer than that.
Yeah. I love it.
Some part of my body's always exposed.
Yeah.
Anyways, but today we're talking about welcome to Slayer Sisters. We might have already said it, but we're back. It is saying it again. we're talking about our April pick, which was No Exit by Taylor Adams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Got
Loves
it.
Me. Loves by Taylor Adams. So yeah, let's get into it, Rach.
So I had already read this book in 2019, which was like the year it came out. So this was a reread for me. And so I definitely, like, I still enjoyed it, but it's more definitely one of those books that's more fun to read the first time when you, like, don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Right, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And so this
feel like I would reread this because it definitely would not be, not that it wasn't well written. I really, really enjoyed it, but I would almost be bored rereading it.
Yeah. It was like very much like I felt like no pull to like I was very much just reading it for refreshing for the podcast talk. You know what I mean? Like I never was like, oh, I can't wait to, like, pick this up and read. You know what I mean? Because, like, I knew everything was going to happen. But the first time I read it, I did want to keep, like, I was like.
Oh, yeah.
I kept wanting to know what was going to happen. I was, like, on the edge of my seat the whole time. And, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So. No. I felt the same way. I really loved it. I probably could have read it in one sitting if I'd had time to.
Yeah.
Or close to one sitting. There was a couple nights where I stayed up much later than I wanted to stay up because I kept reading.
That's such a good feeling, though.
Yeah, it is a good feeling, but, you know, sleep is precious.
Sleep's good. I know. I get it.
But, no, it is a good feeling when a book keeps you up.
Yeah.
Lets you, makes you decide it's worth sacrificing your sleep for.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I really loved it, and I was very, yeah, I mean, I love trying to figure out who the bad guy is and all of that stuff is always really fun.
Definitely.
And yeah, and I just really wanted to know what was going to happen. Like, it really wasn't at any point in time a boring book.
It's not.
And it's really easy. I think it's really well written. It's really easy to read.
It is really easy to read.
It's not like overloaded with a lot of information.
Nope. It's all just like plot. It's no, like, there's no like character development. There's no like.
Yeah,
existential ponderings. It's literally just like nonstop action.
Yeah, it is, and it's really good, and I really loved it. It was really good.
Yeah, it's definitely like the last like,
second to like the last sentence of the book. I was still like, "What is going on?"
Yeah, it very much is like if you're looking for a beach read or like an audiobook to listen to on like a road trip. Like it's like that type of book where it's like.
Maybe not in a snowstorm, though.
Yeah, maybe not in a snowstorm.
Maybe not on a road trip in Colorado.
Yeah.
Maybe on a road trip in the southern parts of
right.
the States.
Yeah. Or, I mean, the upper parts in the summer.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I guess it doesn't snow in Colorado year-round.
Right.
Just if it's snowing, Maybe not.
Save this one for another time.
Save this book for another time.
Yeah.
Definitely. But anyways.
But yeah, it's book, like that type of book though. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of Darby?
I liked Darby. Mm-hmm. They didn't really give me any reason to not like her.
Yeah.
There were definitely times which I hate saying that, like, I would have done some this differently than she would have. Right. But it's like, I can't really say that. I've never been in a situation like this.
Right.
In my, so like, why would I ever do that? Mm-hmm. But there were times in the book where I was like, where she just made a decision that I was like, I don't think this is the right decision to be making right now.
Right.
But you know, you have to do, but again, I've never been in that situation. I don't know how I would panic and what kind of decisions I would actually make. But you know, you love to put yourself in the position of the main character and decide on how you would do things.
Yeah.
And there were many times where I felt like I would have done something different than Darby, but she still was a total badass.
She was.
And never gave up.
Mm-mm.
And saved Jay's life.
Yep.
She set out on a mission to save that kid's life, and she saved that kid's life.
Yeah.
So, all in all, I really liked her.
Yeah.
I mean, and in, again, like, in the book, there isn't really a whole lot of character development.
Right.
So, it's like, you know, but she seemed normal.
Yeah.
Like, she seemed pretty normal. Like, there wasn't really, like, anything special about her necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, she just seemed like a very normal person, but I did like her. Yeah. And then I instantly liked Ed, which made me feel good since he ended up being a good guy.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really have feelings about Sandy.
Yeah.
And for the most part, she just seemed kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And like annoying towards Ed, like kind of.
Yeah.
And then I instantly hated Ashley, like, instantly, from the, like, maybe from the first sentence.
Yeah.
But, like, he just came off as such a, as, like, he felt immediately like a fraternity douchebag.
Yeah.
Who, like, thinks he's, like, Mr. Charming, mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. And then when they're all, like, sitting at the table and he's trying to get everybody to, like, participate and, like, get along, I'd be like, dude, I don't fucking know you. We're all snowed in here. I'm not going to be your best friend tonight. Like, can you just leave me alone?
Yeah.
Like, we don't need, like, we can have, like, some pleasant conversations, but, like, you're, like, trying to get to know all of us on, like, a deep level. Like, I don't know you.
Right.
I would never want to get to know you. You're a complete stranger. And then it was, like, Lars being the bad guy just felt – it was so obvious in the beginning.
Right.
That I was, like, I just feel like it can't be Lars because it's too obvious that it's Lars, right? Mm-hmm. And so but then, like, once you find out that the van is his.
Right.
I was, like, okay, so it has to be Lars.
Right.
And then I was, like – but I still was, like, I'm not writing Ashley off yet because I'm convinced – that Lars is not in this alone.
Right.
I also just really didn't like Ashley and wanted him to be the bad guy because I really didn't like him. So then when we find out that they're like in cahoots and they're brothers, I felt very vindicated in all of that. Yeah. And then, but so that was one of the things. Well, the first thing Darby does that I would have done differently is like the first time that she like gets into the van with her.
Yeah.
She has enough time
to
get her out of the van
and
just like remove her from the van altogether without Lars or anybody seeing
I mean yes
mm-hmm. technically without anyone really seeing she would have been able to. So I just remember being like, I'm shocked she left her in there.
Mm-hmm. I think like the book could have been really short if he had like gone out there, saw Jay, got Jay out, put her in the car with her, and like drove away.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, obviously certain things have to have,
but
certain decisions had to have been made to keep the book going and to keep things interesting and to for the drama of it all.
Because the thing about it was that it was like, because of the snowstorm, they couldn't do that. But then they do end up doing that.
Well, in just the in a book, different she car. Doesn't do that with her car. She does it with the other car. So I was like, in the book, I felt like she could have at least put Jay into her vehicle.
Right.
and could have at least taken her out and just put her into her own car, and she could have gone out there periodically to like turn the.
And in the book, it was a little bit more believable because it was like there wasn't the whole. I mean, I guess we'll get to this. We'll get to this later when we talk about the. The differences, but I do think in the book it was more believable that she went about it the way that she did than in the movie.
I agree. Yes. And then also when she decides to tell Ashley, I was livid. I was screaming. I was so angry that that was the person that she chose to tell. And I also was so angry that she was telling anybody at all.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know that you're snowed in here for a good like 6 to 8 more hours.
Right.
Like you've got time. To like suss these people out a little bit more and like make some more like try to get some more clues before you pick a person that you're gonna tell. But it felt like it was such a panicked moment and I was just so stressed, and then of course he was instantly the worst. But all the chaos that ensues, it was really really graphic.
It's very graphic.
Ashley is clearly like a true sociopath.
I mean, he's a psychopath.
Right. He's a psychopath. You're right. But it's like he was very interesting though, because he, you know, he's one of those like narcissists who like love the people that love them type of thing. So it's like he loves Lars because Lars is his lapdog and his like baby brother that will do whatever he wants. You know what I mean? And then he's got that gross like attraction and like fascination with Darby. Which was like, oh, I just can't imagine kissing him. I like wanted to throw up. I was like, oh my god, this is so bad. And then but yeah, he was like, I mean, he just kept going though. Like he would not die.
I know.
I was like, this guy is gonna last to last second. But hit with the nail gun and the way that he kills
Ed,
and then the way that he kills Sandy.
The way he kills Sandy is
oh my god, the way he killed Sandy. I was like, wow, this guy. Wow, okay. Like it was just, and then how he kept killing all of Lars's animals growing up also really.
I know.
I just was like, ugh, no, it was too much. And then Lars was like, I didn't really like book Lars. I did not sympathize with at all, because he just felt like this like weak person that would just do whatever.
Yeah.
Like he just felt like he had no mind of his own.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely felt bad for book Lars, but.
Well, as far as his pets dying, I felt bad about that. But, like, I didn't feel bad about, like, pretty much anything else. Because I just was like, I mean, I don't know. It was just a lot. And then I didn't really, the whole time, after, like, it came out that Ashley was involved. I wasn't necessarily like, oh, Ed and Sandy or somebody else is involved. Right. But I just was like, at this point. If I was Darby, I wouldn't trust the other two either. Like, I'd be afraid to trust anybody.
Right.
Like, really, really, like, just didn't understand. And then, but then when Jay was like, oh, I think that's my bus driver, I was like, oh, God.
I know.
We're fucked.
Yeah.
And, but then I loved when Ed says to Ashley, he was like, I never liked you.
I know.
I didn't like you at all. And he was like, and then Ashley was like, well, I liked you.
Right.
I was like, oh my God. And then all the Magic Man stuff was hilarious, honestly.
Yeah.
I was like, who is this absolute loser? I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
But I, well, this part, I remember the thing that really, to me, I was like, Darby, you should know that there's more to Ashley, was when he was, like, so good with, like, sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, all the stuff, I was like, that would have been so fishy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instantly, I just felt like everything about him felt like a performance, too, which it was. And so I was like, ugh, I just don't believe anything about this person.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... But yeah, the book was really good. And then I literally had to read. So then I had mixed feelings about Jay being the one to kill. Rachel, I can't see you anymore.
I can't see myself, like, on your,
Rachel, I literally could only see you from your forehead up. What's the point of us FaceTiming if I can't see
Well, you? I can't see. I can only see you, like, because of the recording. It doesn't show my face anymore.
Oh, okay. You didn't know that I couldn't see you.
Exactly. Oh, well, I'm just holding my phone, but I have no idea what I look like at all this entire conversation.
Well, you were doing good for a while, but then it went, like, straight eyebrows up. And I was like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Well, just so you know, I don't know. I can't
control it. Okay, great, great, great. Okay, so I had mixed feelings about Jay being the one that gets to kill Ash, only because, I mean, I think it's, you know, I love a good revenge. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I love that this kid got revenge, but I hate that a 9-year-old had to just commit murder.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, so, it's, but I mean, she's already gone through so much trauma.
Right.
I guess why not just put the murder on top of it?
Yeah.
I will say something, and as someone who spends so much time with children, mm-hmm. Book J.
So unbelievable. I was going to talk about this.
I was like, this is not how a 9-year-old talks.
No.
This is not how a 9-year-old would react to any of these things.
Yeah.
I was like, this is way too mature. This mm-hmm. this kid needed to be like at least 12.
Yes.
Like 11 or 12 for me to be like, okay, I can believe that I'm having these conversations with this person.
Yeah.
Because 9, I'm like, this is not the emotional intelligence level of 9-year-old.
No, I feel the exact same way. And I was gonna talk about this actually when we got to the movie.
Yes.
Because the movie version was so much more believable of a child.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was definitely just like, yeah, that was really, that was the most unbelievable part to me. Or my only real complaint, I think, at all in the writing was just that that kid wasn't written really as, like, the appropriate age.
I agree. I felt like the kid was not believable. And then I just felt like the end, like, it was like, he kept wanting to, like, throw in one more twist, like, one more, like, almost.
Right,
and
right.
It, like, there was just, like, one or two too many.
There was, like, one. Yeah. There was just, like, okay, Ashley is going to die.
Right.
Can we just get to him dying?
Exactly. Like, I would have been, like, I would have been sad if Darby had died, obviously. But, like, I would have been okay with that. But it was,
yeah, me too.
Like, Ashley's definitely gonna die. Darby might die. Like, let's just get this is now starting to get ridiculous that they're just like, keep not dying.
Right. I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that was my really, that is like, for me, this is like a 4 out of 5 book.
Yeah.
And really, it has to do with the ending.
Yeah.
MJ.
Yeah.
Knock it down a star. You know?
Yeah. I agree. But I did have to reread the last page, like, two or three times because I was like, what am I? I was like, am I understanding this correctly that Darby did survive?
Yes.
And I had to just really, like, hone. I also was reading it a little quickly because I was trying to watch the movie right after and also, like, go to bed at a time that I wanted to go to bed at. but, yeah, so, like, but that was – I thought that was really fun for it to be, like, basically the last, like, two sentences of the book and you're like, oh, Darby did get to survive.
Yeah.
I did think it was weird that she has that grave rubbing like a hobby.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't like really come into play in any way.
Yeah.
But she like kind of talked about it a few times.
Yeah.
And I like thought it would be more important.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just was like a weird little tidbit, I guess.
Yeah. About her.
Yeah. Yeah. But I get it was sweet that they were doing her mom's headstone, I guess.
Yeah.
With Jay and Jay's parents being there.
Yeah.
I was like, what's Darby going to do now? Like, go live with Jay's rich family? Because maybe that's like.
I know. I mean, I guess she goes back to college.
I know. It's so. Yeah. That was wild.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the movie.
Okay.
So clearly they wanted. Or at least clearly to me, they wanted to make everyone have more of a backstory.
Yeah.
And be more, I feel like they really wanted to make Ashley and Lars more sympathetic.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely feel like they wanted them as being like, instead of being real brothers, being foster brothers.
Yeah.
And that their Uncle Kenny is their foster dad, not their real dad.
Right.
And that he has like a sex traffic, or no, sorry, a kid trafficking ring, which is also sex trafficking, kid and sex trafficking ring.
Yeah.
Which is all like, I was like, I'm assuming that they just made these changes to them to make us like have more of like a, to sympathize with them more, I guess. With their
decisions.
They
wanted Lars to be more sympathetic.
Definitely, definitely.
And yeah. I think they wanted Ashley to be less like
of an actual psychopath.
Yeah, like what's the word I'm looking for? Like less of like a James Bond villain, if that makes sense. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, which I personally didn't feel that way about him in the book, but
I didn't either.
See how someone could.
Yeah.
And I can like, see
yeah.
it kind of maybe being hard to like transfer that to film more. So they were trying to make him just like run of the mill evil and not like evil evil, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. I mean, the movie was definitely all in all less graphic.
Yeah.
The only part of the movie that's really graphic is when they nail her to the
yes.
When he nails her arm, which was still not as graphic as putting her hand
right
in the door
and snapping her fingers off one by one. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was definitely, and then also clearly the way he kills Ed and Sandy is also way less graphic than how they're killed in the book. All in all, like it was definitely less like, which I guess they do that sometimes like movies and stuff, which was fine, but. And also, like, they took a lot out of, like,
yeah.
there's a lot less. Well, one thing that I was sad about that isn't really shown was, like, more of those, like, bonding moments and conversations between Jay and Darby.
Right.
Like, we don't really get those at all in the...
Yeah.
Like, those don't really happen. Jay's, like, kind of barely in the movie.
Yeah. But I felt she was so much more believable.
Oh, I mean, as, like, her behavior?
Yeah.
Sure. The way she talks, sure. But, like, I still would have liked to have seen... her more like bonding. Have more moments with Darby or then like at least talking to some degree. It's not like you can't have a conversation with a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Or they could have just aged her up for the movie and made her
right.
12. First of all, with her, the way that she like making Sandy her housekeeper versus her school bus driver was probably actually, I liked that because it was a little bit more like Sandy was actually a part of their lives.
Agreed.
Like a bus driver, I felt was a little like,
I also was like, what super, super rich kid has a bus driver?
Oh, that's a very good point that I did not think about.
I thought about that in the book this time around where I was like, it is kind of unbelievable that like she would be like riding a bus when she takes an airplane to go to the orthodontist. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't understand how these two things can exist in her world.
Yeah, I understand. I didn't really think about that, but that's a very good point.
Yeah.
So
I also thought it was more believable that she was the housekeeper.
Yeah, for sure. So in the movie, I felt like if I didn't already know that Ashley from the book was a bad guy, I wouldn't have necessarily known that from his version in the movie because he wasn't Magic Man trying to get everyone to talk to each other.
Right.
Whatsoever. Like he was way more laid back.
He was just like a normal dude.
Oh, he was a very normal dude.
Yeah.
Who also, I don't know if you caught this, but the actor looks a lot like Tyler Posey. And I was very frustrated with being attracted to Ashley in the movie because he looks like freaking Tyler Posey. And I was like, this is so annoying.
That's hilarious.
But yeah. And so, and if anyone who doesn't know who Tyler Posey is, he is the Teen Wolf from the Teen Wolf MTV show, and if you haven't watched it, you should
because it's so good.
It's so good. It is my favorite teen drama ever.
Yeah,
so
it's really good. Anyways. It's top three of mine. I don't know if it's
my number one. It is by far my number one, but regardless, this isn't a Teen Wolf podcast. I definitely felt more sympathetic towards Lars in the movie for sure.
Yeah.
Like with him like really not wanting to kill Jay.
Yeah.
Like he was clearly a lot more like and kept being like, Ashley, what are you doing?
Or, right.
Like, why are we doing this? Should we not be doing it? Why are we like, you know, he had a lot more like questions where like Lars in the book is like.
Right.
He's just like do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter, you know? Yep. And so, anyways, also Lars, and since Ash is a lot less of a psychopath, yeah. when Lars dies, it's yeah. a lot more sad.
For sure.
Then it, like, all of that is more sad and more like, ooh. Especially since he didn't die right away.
Right.
When the nail went into his head.
I know.
He died because he tripped over the blood. And right. And the nail, I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
That's really bad. Yeah. And I was like, oh God. Yeah. And then, you know, when Ash is like, he lights the building on fire.
Yeah.
And they're like showing his face and he's like crying. Yeah. And then he slowly yeah. stops and he just goes like deadpan. Yeah. Yeah. I turned to Bailey, my roommate, and I said, that kid just turned off his humanity. I was like, right there. He just turned off any humanity he had left.
Does Bailey watch Vampire Diaries?
Bailey has seen, yep, she watched it when we were watching it.
Oh, perfect.
She has seen all of them. So she knew immediately what, she was like, yo, that's mm-hmm. what happened.
What other podcast did we recently, oh, Interview with Vampire.
Yeah.
I was like, just explained to our listeners turning off your humanity, like, not that long ago.
That's true, it's true. Yeah. So if you didn't listen, if you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to Vampire. And we explain
what we're talking about.
But anyways, that's the moment. Yeah. So I don't know. I liked, and maybe it's just because I don't want to be sympathetic towards Ashley. So yeah. I liked book Ashley. And book Ashley was more interesting.
He was more interesting. I mean,
more interesting, ultimately.
Fine with, like, the changes. Like, I still didn't like
yeah.
the movie Ashley.
No. I didn't like him either, but I didn't also appreciate being manipulated into feeling bad for him either.
Yeah. So my you know thing that I really didn't like with the differences was making her a drug addict.
Oh yeah, I thought that was stupid too. I was gonna get to that.
I'm pretty sure the only reason they did that, because I thought the scene with her doing and then ripping her arm out the wall was awesome, and I felt like that was the reason they made her a drug addict, was to be like, you can only do a drug if you're an addict, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. I was like, she can take some cocaine and not be a drug addict.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's what I was also saying. I felt like Darby, Lars, and Ashley, I feel like they gave them more of these, like, background stories.
Yeah.
To, like, make them more interesting and more sympathetic when it wasn't really necessary. Yeah, liked it with Lars. I liked what they did with Lars,
yeah.
the changes that they, how they made him more sympathetic. But I kind of feel like they could have just left Darby and Ashley how they were.
Yeah, no, I really think with Darby, it wasn't even for the backstory. It was just for that one scene. Like, I really think that's why they did it. And I just thought that was so stupid, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes, backtracking to what we were talking about earlier in what we were saying about how it made more sense for Darby to, like, leave Jay in the car in this, or in the book, than I did in the movie, where, like, literally she had just been talking to a cop a yeah. little ways down.
Yeah.
He was probably still there, first of all. And he had told her she could either turn around or pull off to this thing, meaning, like, the roads behind her were still okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why she did not break that girl out, put her in her car, immediately drive down the mountain?
Yeah. I don't know. That part was all stupid. Bailey pointed this out to me because she was like, if they've, like, opened up this place and it's not normally open, because the cop yes. says at the beginning, he's like, oh, I opened up the rest center for
right.
people, blah blah blah. Bailey was like, why isn't there somebody, like, there
right.
manning it? And I was like, thought about it, and I was like, well, they don't say that in the book. Also, in real life, aren't rest centers open 24 hours?
They are.
Yeah, and so I was like, I don't know why they even had the
cop. They didn't call it a rest area, though, in this. They called it something else.
Yeah, but in the book, it's clearly a rest
area. Yeah, in the book, it's a rest stop.
Yeah, it's a rest stop. So I don't know why they made that change, because it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And stupid. That was like, yeah, that was just a bad plot.
Yeah.
Whole.
And then my last thing that really bugged me in this, which overall, I did like the movie.
Yeah, me too. I had fun watching
the movie. I just, when she's holding up the gun to Ashley and, like, backing away and, like, not shooting him,
when she's like getting into the car with Jay. I'm like, Book Darby would have shot him.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday, like, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I was like that. Yeah. Really, I'm like, just kill him. Just kill him.
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason Book Darby didn't kill him when she had the gun pointed at him was because she wanted information about his uncle.
Exactly.
She was literally like, tell me what I need to know and then I'm going to shoot you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This girl had none of, like, it was just like, she just didn't. No. And I'm like, no, girl, just kill him. Just kill him.
I know. Well, there was also so many things that were like, wish I get this movie. You can't have all of it. But there is so much more that happens in the rest area throughout the night. It's like so much more.
Yeah.
Like when she gets out with Jay the first time.
Yes.
And then I was like, they hit like a mountain of snow.
Right.
I was like, honestly, kind of confused by that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also was like, when she was trying to dig the car out, I was like, this seems, I feel like you need to just get out and run on foot.
Right.
I don't know what else to tell you, but like at this point, you're not gonna be able to get this car or this truck out of here in time.
Right.
It might be best to just go on foot at this point.
Yeah.
You have a lead. Keep going with that lead as best you can. Yes. But you know, they had to go back to the rest area for rest stop again. I was like, God, Darby's gone out like four times. Also, I was a little sad that we didn't get to see her jump through the bathroom window multiple times.
No.
Like in the book when she breaks it in the first place to get in.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, ends up getting back out of it that way like two different times.
Yeah.
Segno J, I was like, damn, this bathroom window. I was really sad that we didn't get the bathroom window.
Yeah.
That was a bummer for sure. It was also funny to me that Ashley in the book, like a big part of his character is how much he loves that nail gun.
I know.
And like this part, it just
had a random nail gun at the place.
Well, there was like construction happening in that room, but I was like, yeah, they just like found the nail gun.
Yeah.
And it like, it just was such a big part of Ashley's character in the book that I was like, wow, they really are not like, it's here for almost, it's pointless almost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's basically just an extra weapon. But it doesn't really, like, serve any, like, character purpose
anymore.
That was funny. I did like that they made Ed a hot black man.
Yeah. Allstate.
Loved that. Allstate. I know literally the amount of times that Bailey next to me was like, come on, Allstate. Come on, Allstate. Like, was like, she's going to be like, she would be like, Allstate's going to save it. Allstate's going to save the day. I know Allstate's going to save
I read a review for the movie that was like, none of this would have happened if Darby had Allstate roadside assistance. And I cackled.
That is so true.
I know.
Oh man, that was good.
Another review that I read that I loved was, adding cocaine to my survival kit right now.
Yeah, seriously though, honestly, I should maybe keep just a little bit on hand
just in case something like that happens to you.
And I just need an extra little bit of adrenaline rush to get through the pain,
to take my hand off of a freaking wall that's been nailed to it. It's fine.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was definitely the best change for me.
Yeah.
Because that was epic, you know?
That was epic. Yeah. No, that was good.
Yeah. And I thought the girl's acting was amazing.
Same.
Like, she killed it. I thought all the acting was fine, but I feel like the lead.
Yeah,
like,
there wasn't anybody who I was like, oh, that was bad acting.
Yeah. Like, she did really good. But I just, once again, like, the very, very end, like, when it's like her sister that, like, no one cares about.
Oh, I know. I know.
You know what I mean?
Also thought about that. I also was like, oh, this is what we're ending on?
I'm like, have it be freaking Jay and her parents.
I know. I was really mad that it wasn't Jay and her parents.
Me too. I was so mad. Very upset about that.
I was like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was all dumb. Those were dumb changes. I agree.
Yeah.
But so it was still a really fun movie and a really fun book.
Yeah. No, so I would give the movie 3.5 out of 5. Because it wasn't as good as the book, and there were changes that I thought were bad, but a few changes that I liked more, you know?
Yeah.
That 3.5, I was very entertained.
Yeah.
You know? I thought overall it stayed, like, true to the spirit of the book, you know?
It did. Yeah, it definitely did.
Matt,
still the same good guys and bad guys, still, like, the ultimately same outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt wanted me to yell at you that you haven't logged the movie on Letterboxd yet.
Oh, I haven't logged many movies on Letterboxd.
Well, he's mad at you.
I'm sorry. Tell him I'll do it when I'm done recording.
I will. He was like, has she logged it on Letterboxd? I was like, I'll look. And then I looked and I was like, no. He was like, oh, tell our mad editor. And I was like, I'll tell her during the recording.
I actually think I have like 6 movies to log, and I'm very stressed because I feel like it's been a while since I logged a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. I think about it. I go, oh, I should log a movie. And then I don't, because it's who I am.
Well, for all you movie people out there, Letterboxd, it's a very fun movie review app that me and my use, and Jessica sparingly. So
I only started using it at the beginning of the year. Okay. It's like I'm forming a new habit.
Right? I know.
It's hard.
It is hard.
I do like it though. It is fun when I like can revisit the movies I've watched and when I watch them. But yeah. Either way. Yeah. Okay. So our next book is Death on the Nile, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Death on the Nile by Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
It'll be very fun.
Old school, a nice little mystery classic. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I love Agatha Christie for same seasons. One of them being that her books are short, and that's
good. That is always good.
And it's like she really shows that like you can have like a full complete story that's good and not have like a gazillion pages.
Oh God, isn't that the truth?
You know?
We love a book that doesn't have pages of filler in it.
Yeah. So I'm excited to read the book. I don't know if we're going to think the movie's good after reading the book, but we'll see.
Has the movie had bad reviews?
To be honest, I don't know. But, like, I read Murder on the Orient Express book, and I loved it. And then I watched the movie, and I hated it because it was so different from the book. Like, I was so mad. So I just
preparing myself. I never read the book.
Yeah.
So I actually really liked the movie.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
So I'm, like, prepared to feel the same this time around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hollywood.
I know. Not to mention that Armie Hammer, aka Cannibal Man, is going to be in this. So
wait, Armie Hammer is in Death on the Nile?
Yeah.
Oh God, it was filmed before we all found out he was a cannibal, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, so. You know, I've never seen Call Me by Your Name, and I feel like I can't watch it now because
you can.
I think I'm just going to read the book. I don't know if I can watch
it. Oh, we could use that for a Slayer sister at some point.
God, I guess. I mean, yeah, we can. We can.
Yeah,
but I just like don't want to see a homeboy be romantic with anybody. Mm-hmm. I can't believe he's a cannibal. Ugh.
You know, well, he's going to be, I think, romantic in this movie. So this
will our mutual friend that has his phone number.
Yeah,
I remember when they showed it to me when I was like 17. And I was like, oh my God, it's so cool that you have his phone number, that you grew up with him, you know me so hot. And that when I found he was a cannibal, that's all I could think about.
It's all I think about too.
God, I'm like, I was like a degree away from this person.
I think like everyone who knows this mutual friend probably had the same thought.
Yeah, it was like, wow, we're like 1 to 2 degrees away.
Yeah.
At any point in time from meeting this person.
Yeah.
Through this person, through this other person that we all know.
I know.
And it's just like, oh God.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Oh man. Anyways, but all right. Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Get to reading. Yeah. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, Jess.
Bye.
Bye.